The HMS Podcast is available on the 98KUPD app and is brought to you by Life Changer Loan. Why take 30 years to pay off your mortgage? It's not magic. It's just math. Find out more at lifechangerloan.com.
Hi, Shane O'Grady here with Life Changer Loan. And let me ask you, have you really done the math on your new low rate? Let's see. $300,000 at 3% over 30 years equals $155,000 in interest costs? Are you kidding me? How about paying principal first, not interest? Always having access to your equity and paying off your home in well under 10 years without changing any spending habit. It's not magic. It's just math. LifeChangerLoan.com. That's LifeChangerLoan.com.
Arizona Mortgage Broker Number NB100-2031, NMLS Number 186375. Life Changer Loan Corp is an equal housing lender.
Guadalupe Squares. Ringtones and videos of Creepy E getting the knocked out of him. Holmberg's Morning Sickness. Online at 98kupd.com.
It is time now for Brady to entertain us all. Here at 9:59 as the Monday show comes to a close with the entertainment drill. It's brought to you by our friends at ReactDefense.com, the home of Tactical Black and the cause of the smell in my car. But well worth it. As you can go on their website right now, ReactDefense.com. They got some workouts on there right now that will bust your butt and keep you in shape while you're trying to figure out how to keep the quarantine 15 off your body. You can get to know all the trainers up there at ReactDefense.com. Great people who've been around doing great things for a long, long time, and we want to keep that going for as long as possible. You want the cream to rise, even in tough situations like this. You certainly don't want to see people who have been doing it the right way for over 20 years, and that's what these guys have been doing, suffer at all from this. Let's keep the good stuff alive. And why not think about your health when all this stuff kind of gets back to normal? And it will. This will pass. You might as well be ready for it. Get yourself loaded up with 2 months of unlimited training for $169 just for KUPD listeners, which is great. You can also go to their pro shops and buy some of the equipment, so when you go to do the home workouts, you're all prepped and ready to go. And when you start your training up there at React Defense, you've got it all ready. You know how to put it on. You know how to play the game. And it's stuff that will teach you life-changing conditions. I mean, like something could come at you and you wouldn't know what to do. This will do it. Brett, you love your gun stuff.
Absolutely.
This is the best thing in the world I've ever done for like holsters and attacks and things. If you're armed, like if you're carrying, what to do if somebody attacks you. It's like keeping the retention on the weapon and like hanging, making sure that you don't lose that gun. There's like all sorts of methods to the madness they teach you, and it is just preparing you for a scenario that is just something horrifying, and they happen. Not to say it's paranoia. It's certainly not. It's preparation, and plus you get in great shape doing it with a group of people who know exactly what they're doing. Great folks. Love to be part of their world. ReactDefense.com. It's the home of Tactical Black. Brady, entertain me.
Sean Penn looks like he got hitched for a third time to Lila George over the weekend. A close friend of theirs announced it on Instagram on Friday, but then the post had been removed. Sean turned 60. Lila is 28. She is the daughter of Vincent D'Onofrio and Italian actress Greta Scacchi.
Oh, she's Greta Scacchi's kid, and I see it in this picture.
Yeah.
Whoa. She looks a little bit like, now I see Greta Scacchi from that one shot. Like Kate Hudson and Heather Graham mixed together. But that's,
yeah, a little bit.
That's Greta Scacchi is in that. What was that movie with Tom Berenger she did?
Sniper?
They banged in Knights in White Satin played. I remember because I jerked to it so often that I remember the... oh, my God. What the hell was that called? What a movie. And Sean Penn is married to her daughter now. Oh, my God.
When Penn was married to Robin Wright, they had two kids. They're now 26. The son is 26, Hopper, and his daughter's 29, a year older than his wife.
Man. Nice work. That's incredible.
Nice work.
We're also proud of it as men, and women think that's gross, but... sorry. I got to remember that movie. I might have to go home in honor of this wedding and tug to that girl's mom.
The Bella twins gave birth.
Shattered. It's called Shattered. Shattered. Sorry.
Shattered. Okay.
Go home and take a look at that. It's not a good movie, but there's a couple scenes in it where Greta's doing her work, and it's fantastic.
So Bree and our buddy Daniel Bryan, they welcomed their second child on Saturday. It's a boy.
Was it here in Phoenix? Because they... still kind of dabble with a house
that
here.
I'm not sure. And then Nikki Bella gave birth to her first child on Friday.
Oh, both of them blew them out on the weekend?
Yep.
Nice job.
I didn't know Nikki was married to a dude that was on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah. After her and John Cena broke up, she fell for the dude on Dancing with the Stars, and then he put a baby in it.
Then Mike Trout from the Angels, his wife had a baby, the baby boy. The initials, I don't have the full name here. I see if I can get it. But the initials spell bat.
I think bat. The first name's Beckham something or other.
Yeah, Beckham, that's right.
Beckham A. Trout.
Beckham Aaron Trout. Okay. Bat. Bat Trout. All right, just be bat.
Yeah, wouldn't be. Yeah. It's just initials.
Yeah, although that's what they do sometimes, is take the initials and
nobody's ever done. No one has ever done that. Like, you've never had that. You're not DBG or DBB. What are your initials?
They just
initials?
Dropped Trip's the
BCV.
Third.
BCV.
They just call him Trip.
Yeah, but that's not his initials.
No, but I'm saying they'll sit down. But sometimes, I'm trying to give you an example where the initials would be the person's name.
Well, we'll wait. It's not going to happen.
KGB Kirby.
You don't call her KGB though.
He'll go by Bat. I bet you.
Really? I bet you it's Beckham.
I don't know, when you're Mike Trout's kid.
You don't want to be Mike Trout's
Bat Boy.
Yeah, you don't want to be his. Like his disappointment either. You'd be Beckham Trout. You'd be your own man. Bat is his dad's office tool. That's like me being named Hammer because my dad was in construction and I'm no good at it. So like now I'm just his legacy. I'm nothing more than that guy's accomplishments. Like what if he wants to be a ballerina? It's like, why do they call you Bat? Because my dad's a selfish prick and everything was about him.
The Rock bought the XFL.
He did?
Yep. How much do you think he paid for it? Toledo, don't say it.
$35,000.
You're a little low.
No, it's about what it's worth.
No. No, because I think he bought it at the 25 cents to the dollar price. He bought it for $15 million.
That's still pretty good.
He teamed up with two other guys. He's now a real baller.
Yeah, he's doing his own show. He's bringing ballers to life. He led him by a franchise. He bought a whole league.
Third time's a charm, apparently.
I don't know. Vince McMahon was right, and just the pandemic crushed the XFL this year. It wasn't terrible, but I don't think he can do it. I don't think he can have a second league. I don't think there's enough talent, to be honest with you, considering college football is already kind of a second professional football league. You don't really need it. Everybody keeps saying that. It's like, what's going to challenge the NFL? College. College is another football league. Nobody ever thinks of it that way. We already have two football leagues. Now, technically, the XFL's the third one.
Our guy, Regis Philbin, was laid to rest at his alma mater, Notre Dame. And
it's all okay, Brady. I'm trying to tell you right now, Brady, being deep under Notre Dame.
Underneath touchdown Jesus.
He got buried under the touchdown Jesus. Oh, I was going to say. That would be great to put him on the field.
And he spoke.
Oh, wow. They had a
Here
thing.
You go.
So they should have buried him on the 50-yard line, right in the middle of the field.
A little trouble going on. Video has surfaced from the Navy SEAL Museum in Florida.
Uh-oh.
Of a canine demonstration where a dog attacks a guy in a Colin Kaepernick jersey.
So you can't. You can't even,
I guess,
like,
you know, they're
pretend
to stir it up that, yeah, he's got.
Do we have a problem with Navy SEALs?
Is it intentional?
Abusing, like, yeah.
We do now.
But Navy SEALs are abusing the general population?
It surfaced from the Navy SEAL Museum in Florida, but right. It's a canine demonstration.
Okay.
So, I mean.
What are you stirred up about? Have the Navy SEALs been committing brutality for a while what's the problem? You can, maybe they just hate Colin Kaepernick. As a San Francisco 49er.
Would it be okay if it was a Michael Vick jersey?
Yeah. Oh, I mean, that would have been solid. That's probably better.
It wasn't available at the time.
Heck, I wouldn't mind if it was Lamar Jackson or anybody else in the league I hate, like Joe Burrow, or maybe it was just a bunch of guys who were former 49er fans who got mad that Kaepernick kind of did what he did. They're military. So they can't make a stand? Only Colin Kaepernick's allowed to do stuff?
Yeah.
If they really attacked Colin Kaepernick.
But you understand how it looks.
Sure.
But you're right. Everything that you're saying is...
Yeah. Nobody's allowed to make a stand unless it's an agreement.
What if that was way before that even happened? The video.
I don't know. Look, I remember they hung John Elway up as a pinata and beat the tar out of him once at a game. The Broncos were playing in, I think it was the Redskins Super Bowl, and they just beat the tar out of this really lifelike-looking John Elway thing. They killed him. They've had dog attacks on Elway. They've shot different quarterbacks from opposing teams in these joke videos that are hyping it. So this is about a social thing. Maybe they're against it. Guess what? We're in America. You can be against what Colin Kaepernick did, too.
Did you hear about what Mike Tyson said about the exhibition fight with Roy Jones Jr.?
Uh-uh.
Says he's going to knock him out.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't believe there'll be any knockouts. Maybe. They have to
if
be.
If he gives him a chance, I'm going to knock him out.
Let's knock him out. It's getting tense about the whole thing. I don't think there's going to be enough intensity in a, I don't know, it's a exhibition. It's like spring training going beanballs and stuff and like fighting. I don't think anybody cares enough. And again, Roy Jones Jr. is 10 times the fighter Mike Tyson is. So Mike better have knockout power still, because that's really all he ever had.
And that's, I mean, it probably could be a true statement, but he might not ever get a chance to knock him out.
I'll tell you this.
So, if I get a chance, I'm going
to
try.
As a boxer, well, you have to do that for the hype. Yeah. Remember what he did with the Lennox Lewis fights. He was going to eat his kids, and then afterwards he was really super nice to him. This will be, I was talking to a friend of mine this week, and we're boxing fans, both of us, and we both came to the conclusion, this will be Mike Tyson's best win by name. He's never beaten a good fighter. He's never beaten anybody of note. Like, there's nobody on his list of victories that anyone considers one of the best heavyweights of all time. His number one, probably most signature win, is Michael Spinks.
Yeah, we were talking about the big 90-second
Yeah, 91 match. Seconds, he just dismantled Michael Spinks. Otherwise, Frank Bruno, I mean, everybody he's beaten is not on anyone's list of champions of, like, note. But he has lost to Evander Holyfield twice. Lennox Lewis just beat the tar out of him. Everybody who had a name, he lost to. Pinklin Thomas. Broderick Thompson. Or Tom, what was his name? Broderick, I can't remember his name. Dude, he took the title from. It's going to drive me nuts. But yeah, he didn't have any big wins. I love Mike Tyson, but he didn't have any big wins.
It definitely put him in the realm of being one of the greatest.
He's not, though.
Because there's just I know, and that's what you're saying.
Yeah. Like, I've been saying that about Mike Tyson for years. I think he single-handedly destroyed the heavyweight division because all the secondary fighters became one-punch fighters. The only real good fighters in that era were all boxers, and they were fighting each other. All the rest of them were just standing there staring at each other, waiting to land one shot.
You got to give credit to Don King for lining them up.
Well, Cus D'Amato's the one who got it together. Don King destroyed it. If Cus would have lived, Mike would have had a chance because he was a boxer with Cus. I mean, but he didn't ever have to use it. But they tomato
can. No, but I'm saying lining up the competitors.
Oh yeah, Don King. Yeah,
lining up the tomato cans and getting maximum price for him.
And hyping up. The best thing he did was hype up the competition like they were somebody.
Yep.
I mean, think about it. Remember his comeback fight after prison was Peter McNeely. Peter the Hurricane McNeely. For a little while, people were like, hey, this McNeely kid's got heart. This is the Chuck Wepner Rocky story. So it was brilliant marketing. And then Tyson didn't do that great. His last fight was Kevin McBride. And everybody wants to try to remember Mike was terrible at the end of his career. And McBride even put out a tweet yesterday that said, I want a rematch too. I'll knock him out again 15 years later. Because Kevin McBride beat the crap out of Mike Tyson in 2005. And he was a bad fighter. So this Tyson-Roy Jones Jr. thing, the more you look into it, the more you're like, man, Roy Jones should just box all around Mike. But there's always that hope that he lands that one shot at age 54 when nothing matters. It's crazy. We're all done. You guys have yourselves a fantastic Monday, and we will see you right here again in the Morning Sickness. So long!
Big Red Badass.
What? What did you just say?
Badass. 98 KUPD.
Hi, Shane O'Grady here with Life Changer Loan, and let me ask you, have you really done the math on your new low rate? Let's see. $300,000 at 3% over 30 years equals $155,000 in interest costs? Are you kidding me? How about paying principal first, not interest? Always having access to your equity and paying off your home in well under 10 years without changing any spending habit. It's not magic, it's just math. LifeChangerLoan.com. That's LifeChangerLoan.com.
Arizona Mortgage Broker, number ND100-2031, NMLS number 186377. LifeChanger Loan Corp is an equal housing lender.